with one of the guys who runs the Adam Wampin Twitter.
Oh my gosh, fuck that guy. Okay, so I used to be on Iron Lunch, and this fucker is threatening me.
I don't care if they're a little more faggots, I just don't like the going around some, like, trannies and shit.
Yeah. Adam often makes us look bad, because they're fucking larpers.
I'm gonna drop out, spend some time with the waifu. AV, message me, we'll time her out.
Bye. Later.
Yeah, he posted it in, like, one of the Nassau general discords I'm in. He's like, oh, I think we got show it today. Can you follow this? So he's basically going around a whole bunch of Nassau groups and asking for follows.
I know, they're pathetic as fuck. I mean, they've been around 3 years longer than we have. We already have, like, 3 times as many followers as they do. Hell, they got banned. They have only, like, 80 followers now. I mean, they're not going anywhere. I don't get what their goal is. I mean, they even said, like, they want a violent overthrow of the government, and I'm not going to tolerate any kind of threats of violence or anything, because that's a good way to get us all arrested.
Do you know who else wanted a violent overthrow to the government? Karl Marx.
Yeah, I mean, if you read fucking Mein Kampf, Hitler even says that it's not going to work. I mean, you need to go through legal ways. White people like law and order. They don't like violence and chaos like that. I mean, that's like nigger tier if we try to seize the government like that. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't care if they want to call us faggots. Just don't go around spreading lies about us. That's really scummy.
Yeah. They're jealous of us. I mean, they've always been jealous of us since the beginning. When I was first on Iron March, like, last year, when I started AV, you know, like, literally the first response I got was from Fo, who was in this chat earlier. He's our Southern California leader now. But the second response was from the admin. He was, like, passive-aggressive. He was like, oh, don't you know we already have a group called Adam Waffen? And he was, like, all mad that I made a new group. And pretty much Adam Waffen sucks the admin's dick on Iron March. He, like, listens to everything he says. He is completely in line with him ideologically in every way. So, obviously, the admin's gonna pick favorites there.
I have a pic of Odin, like, LARPing.
Odin?
Yeah, the guy who runs the group, his name is Odin.
Oh, him wearing that fucking uniform?
No, I have a picture of him legitimately in, like, an NS uniform, because apparently he does World War II reenactment as well. I'm not going to release it just yet. It's my Deadman switch, just in case he, like, tries to beat the shit out of me. But, you know.
Like, beat the shit out of you?
No. Just, like, try to go after groups and shit. Deadman switch.
Dude, you know they're going after us on Twitter right now.
Iron March is fucking insignificant. If you want to shut down Iron March, all right, they run off Namecheap hosting. So call up Namecheap with the domain name ironmarch.org. Tell them, hey, there's a really racist group on your hosting website. And that'll get their website shut down for like a day or two. And then you rinse and repeat, and eventually they'll be spending like $100 on fucking hosting.
I don't think
I mean, with the way some of them post, you can just submit an anonymous tip to, like,
we need to be better than them. We can't punch right. I mean, I'm Chris. Don't do that. I mean, unless they're, like, literally, like, threatening us, then, yeah, it's fucking war. But
yeah, like, I don't care if they're going to criticize us. Just don't, like, tell literal lies. That's my only big
one. Yeah, no. I'm not going to directly attack them. I mean, I blocked them on Twitter. I mean, I'm just done talking to them. In fact, I think if we stop talking to them, they're probably just going to wither away and die. I mean, I'm sure more people went on their account because of us mentioning them on Twitter than people that just found them anyways. I mean,
the retweet did not become a problem because of Iron March, because fucking Colin Feld wasn't fucking retweeted.
Yeah, I mean, I'm triggered, but whatever.
I mean, you, You don't keep up with the latest and hippest trannies on the internet.
I know, what the fuck. I mean, how am I supposed to know who Blair White is? I mean, come on. Like, am I supposed to assume a girl's a tranny now?
Everyone's a tranny right now. Everyone is actually a reverse tranny.
Weren't we literally just talking about this the other day, where I was talking about all these things keep up on my Twitter, and I can't tell what's ironic and what's actual.
I was seeing people.
I was literally talking about
Blair White.
The only way I knew about Blair White was because I saw someone talking shit about Paul Joseph Watkinson. And they were saying he banged Blair White or something.
I thought. Wait, Paul Joseph Watkinson
banged. Yeah, more like Blair White banged him.
Yeah, probably.
That's not surprising.
Like, excuse White.
What?
That's what I heard.
That was Joe. He always stayed on that.
I'd say that, like, Paul just walks in, it's just a packet, but he started calling people FBI agents and things with the position.
I don't know, he supports gays and shit like that, so.
A real Illuminati or the not.
Okay, yeah, remember that guy? His name was, like, and he had the thinking emoji as his profile picture.
Yes.
So yeah, it was the guy from yesterday, 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, that guy was Adam Boffman, or Iron March. He was an infiltrator. And he screenshotted everything that we said, and a few people fuck that. So be careful, guys. I don't even know who added him. Like, I'm actually fucking sick.
Alright.
I don't know.
I've been
you should search the logs and see who added him. Because that could legitimately be bad.
It just says he joined the conversation. Right.
That's the thing.
Is link join enabled on this?
You know, it could be.
Turn it off.
You still have a Skype.
What?
Like, what was his Skype name? Because I control the fuck out of him if I can get the Skype name.
I interviewed Yoan after he was added to Jab. I still do not know who actually added him.
Yeah, but like, what is his
Yoan? I'll find it. Can you PM me and remind me to do that when this call's over?
Yeah.
I have Odin's Skype name too, if you need that.
I have it on Skype.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just like, I feel betrayed by Iron March.
I brought up that the vetting process should be a lot more difficult to get into the group.
If I think you could just start doing what you did for us and for the
player. Like, I sent Thomas
UCF was kind of the thing.
I sent Thomas, like, some questions that we should give people, like, an application. They have to answer them. But he said he'll tell someone. I don't know, but he didn't. I don't know what happened, but whatever.
So, like, for me and William
Harris,
UCF
was our vetting. Yeah, but you've proven yourself ideologically as well. Who added you, by the way?
Thomas.
Okay, yeah, what we need to do is
it was way too easy to get in. Like, he just asked me what my ideologies were and stuff, and then I got in, and I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, that's bad. I mean, I hate to say it, guys, but assume that we have infiltrators, like, in every chat.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. Once I got in, I was like, oh, shit. And I saw, like, 50 people in, and I was like, oh, man, there has to be at least, like, 5.
Yeah.
Because I was in a group where we were never infiltrated, but around where we got 25 members, we started collapsing in a way. Like, we... Just started falling apart, but
yeah, it's because people start shitposting. I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah. That we fought that too. Like, you guys, like, we had our own chat that you know, like a shitpost chat where we joked around and stuff. But one of the things was like we started an academy thing for prospect people. Like, that didn't know much about it, but wanted to learn more and get into the actual group. it was like an academy. Like they were just learning. Like they had to like buy like books and stuff and actually read them and stuff like that.
What group were you in, may I ask?
Oh, it was a group. It was a nationalist group. Like it was called Nationalist Union.
Oh, okay.
And there was a lot of smart guys. Like, fuck. They read so many books and shit that they would go debate leftists like fucking nothing. That's what I mean. Like this group, I like the whole posters thing, putting up propaganda around. I think that's cool. But I was just saying, like, we should start a thing where we have debates and have like a debate team or something.
Yeah.
And like, you know,
are you familiar with what the hell is it called? Toastmasters?
Who?
You plan on doing IRL activism, join Toastmasters at some point.
Toastmasters?
Yeah, Toastmasters. Google it. It's a group centered around public speaking. They have chapters in literally every single state in the U.S. Very popular. It's what a lot of people who have to do a lot of presentations for like the corporate world, they'll join that. It's basically free. They have a lot of resources about public speaking, and they are arguably the best.
Yeah, because if we even get one weird Richard Spencer out of this group, we'll be golden. We just need one really good intellectual. But I would rather have a lot of intellectuals.
I don't even know if that's a good comparison. I don't think Spencer's
the thing about
how is he not a good public speaker though?
He looks down a lot. His inflection. There's a lot of things.
That's, he can work that's, on it. I don't. That's physical aspects though. That's
he's power public speaking.
It's got a lot to do with public speaking. Really, all Richard Spencer is good at is he's good at waiting his turn and really choosing his words. But when you see Richard Spencer versus hear him on the radio, you can tell that a lot of the times he indicates that he might be nervous and stuff. And, yeah. I mean, he's a good speaker, but he's not the greatest in the universe. I don't know, I have mixed feelings on Richard Spencer, so.
Yeah, he has to figure out, like, already
I mean, I don't really get what he's doing because NPI is not an organization; it's like a think tank.
Yeah,
but he's proxy running. He's basically proxy running Identity Europa. I know of many guys who are inside Identity Europa. It is literally a proxy group for NPI. It's their IRL. You understand what I'm saying, correct?
Yeah, and I heard that it's also an extension of the American Freedom Party in
yes, it
LA.
Is.
And I'm actually going to call the chairman of the American Freedom Party tonight. He invited me to go out for dinner sometime.
You said this, the smiley face guy was the plan?
Yeah.
How did you find that out? Because he's, like, asking me what's up now.
Hey, who has his Skype? Send me his Skype account. I will fuck with him infinitely.
You know, hold off on that for now. But
I mean, can we just ignore him or just tell him? I don't know.
If you give me enough time, I can literally tell you his address.
Me too.
Oh, we don't need to do that. Don't open that can of worms.
Yeah,
I'll fuck with that.
I mean, even if he was Adam Boffman, I mean, he's at least right wing, like Matt.
Save your doxing skills for Tim Wise or something. Man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We do not need to go down that road. Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, because if it's right wing guys just attacking each other, then it's gonna. We're just fucking our movement over.
You're letting Antifa get in free on you.
Yeah, I don't. If any, no ducks.
Really, there needs to be like some form of solidarity within like at least all right wing groups.
You know, I
do
want to
like
dox
some of these pedos or like Tim Wise.
I think if we take the if we're the bigger people and we don't act like faggots like Iron March, I think that we're gonna get people come over to us from them. I mean, Hell, I mean, like, at least five people deserted Iron March and came over here when we left.
Who runs the Iron March account, the Twitter one?
I think it's,
Gross.
No, it's fuck, what's his name?
Alex?
It's the Nat guy, I think.
Yeah, we should completely let him use
it. Is that you? Yeah. I debated with him, and he was fucking, I don't know, I asked him if he was the leader, and I was like, are you seriously the leader? Like,
Well, he's always drunk.
Oh, well, he's not that smart, he's not, like, if you're the leader, you have to be, like, knowledgeable of what the ideologies are, at least.
Or at least know how to
Yeah, he just started throwing ad hominems at me, and I was like, okay, dude, like,
what am I telling the smelly face guy?
I don't know. Just don't talk to him for now. Or, I don't know. Just keep talking to him. Try to meet up with him IRL. And, like, just see what he's all about. Because, I don't know. Yeah. Just,
are you sure he was the dude, or he just...
I'm pretty sure, but, you know, I hate to say it, but I can't know for sure.
Well,
I
mean, like, was it just a coincidence?
Yeah.
Coincidentally, Iron March knew... When he came in is when Iron March started knowing. And around that time is when Iron March regained access to our chat. Because they had a plan earlier, but I kicked them out. And then, yeah. And remember how... Yeah, this is fucking gay. I mean, matter of fact, let's just, like, not even worry about this anymore. Let's focus on...
They want to, like, screen cap ironic statements and they should post in chat and pretend that we're all secretly homosexuals. It's fine. Okay.
Yeah, like, I like trying to suppose that. Right. I accidentally retweeted.
Somebody just recorded the I like trans part of the statement. It's going up in my person right now.
Recaps of when we want to forget who said if it sounds as I think was Aiden one could be attractive.
Oh, my bad.
The credibility is going away, guys.
Alright, well, I'll just
create a new group or what?
I'll treat this smiley face guy like he's. I've never heard of him before, I guess, and I'll try and. Let me try and.
Unless you're like the last person to ever do it.
You know, proof of like. Or something like that.
Yeah, just keep talking to him. I mean, guys, like I said, I would rather. Yeah. I know that we're all getting excited about having like a big ass group, but I think we need to be with our people.
Well, yeah, no. It's good to set up. I think that is.
We can next level Iron March in the portrait.
No, actually, I'm setting up an Antifa organization in my area.
Like, and if we focus on, Iron March, then we're losing sight of what we are.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, look at Iron March. They've been doing this shit for 4 years, and they haven't done jack shit.
Yeah,
let's just, at this point, I would agree with everyone here who says we should just fucking ignore Iron March, because, I mean...
They can call us whatever they want to call us. I'm gonna correct any lies being
Okay. Actually, no, just ignore them entirely, because they're just going to keep saying lies.
I say just ignore them and freaking let's be the men of the fucking situation.
Be real white men. Or
free. Not be like a bunch of neckbeards choosing an easy target or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, guys, we're bigger than them. I mean... Honestly, like, I have, like, interviews with news agencies, like, every night. So, I mean, come on, guys. We need to start acting like
shit. Oh, shit. What are you gonna tell them?
Yeah. Okay, Black Israelite.
Yep.
What's up, dog?
Sup? I was put in charge of the Chicago chapter.
By who?
By John. He said, he interviewed me. He said, well, we don't have any guys in Chicago, so there you go.
John, you can't just do that, John.
Huh. I apologize if I started anything. Oh, also, to see my face, just to make sure I'm not some guy who wears a swastika band and is fat and obese, you want me to turn on my cam?
Trying to... Yeah.
Okay. Shalom.
Damn.
Yeah, boy. Sexy motherfucker here. Oh, sorry, I don't look good. I just got done working some shit with my backyard.
Okay,
so now you know, do I have a swastika band on me? Shit, where's my swastika shit all over me? Nope, no swastikas. Well.
How old are you?
I'm 17. Going 18 soon.
Okay, yeah, you're a little young to be a state leader, dude.
Oh, well.
Honestly, we need, like, 20-something.
Starman, yep. I'd advise you look in the mirror for a moment.
Okay, well, I'm an exception, okay? I'm special.
Well, there's, yeah, I mean, like, that's okay by me. I don't really mind it, man.
Okay, here, dude.
I mean, the only people out here are the LARPers, a.k.a. Adamloff, and they just hit a university by me, so. But they're LARPers. Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah. Didn't they post like a bunch of wouldn't be proud of this?
Yeah. They hit it on the LGBT club area.
Yeah. You can turn your cam off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but they hit it on the LGBT club area. They had like fucking, they were all over the news, man. They had like 30 news articles on them out here.
Whatever. They're literally just doing it because we're doing it.
They didn't even hit a good university, Nano. They hit U of C. Why the fuck would you target U of C? There are much more law-worthy groups around. But
Yeah.
Dog, like, what is that? It's like fucking killing me. You're a roommate.
Yeah, shit.
Alright.
So you know what's funny? I was actually outside around that area during that shit. So, I probably walked by the guy who did it.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, guys, like, we need to get, like, fit. And, I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but we need to look good. Like, I'm not even kidding. So,
if you're cool,
that's why I wrestle.
I'm
just gonna go to my barber with a picture of Richard Spencer. Make me look like this.
Oh, fuck. Honestly, though, that's kind of gimmicky, like, to do that. It, like, became a gimmick to, like, do that old Hitler Youth haircut. Everybody does that. It's, I don't know.
We just need to get military haircuts. Not, like, literal
like,
military haircuts.
Like, just look proper or something, you know? Like, just look clean cut, I guess. But
yeah.
If everyone gets that,
look like you showered in the morning.
Yeah, you niggas need to shave.
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, I have to keep a clean shave every day anyways.
Yep.
Required of me.
High school.
But, as I was going to say,
I mean, but what are the occasions we're getting ready for, though, like, to look good? Is it just...
You always look good. You're
well, I mean... Come on. Yeah, but... Like, are we going to be doing anything like for the organization besides putting posters?
Yeah, we're going to be having.
Oh, what the hell?
What
the fuck
is that?
Was that like some big metal door shutting, like those movies, like with the asylum door shutting?
It was like Pizzagate.
No, it was the gate to Auschwitz.
Yeah. Well, wait, how can, what do you mean, something never happened?
Anyways, but yeah, we're gonna have rallies, we're gonna try to have a conference this summer. I want people to start passing out our flyers to people and, like, talking to them in the street.
All right. So kind of like what National Action does.
Exactly. Yeah. Like we're gonna need to do that. I mean, we have to. All
right.
Yep. So if you look like shit, I'm sorry, but I'm like, that's literally gonna be grounds for me to kick you. So
I'm okay. I'm handsome.
I have to. Don't worry. Something serious. That means I have to start shaving again. It's winter now. When I grow it out.
Hey, tough shit, dude. I'm on the swim team and it's winter. It's fucking 33 degrees out. And a speedo, it's hell.
All right. So what about Mike? What about AV? AV.
Just call me Ryan.
Ryan? What about my delayed entry?
We get vault.
Are you?
Yeah.
What for?
Marines.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to active duty or reserve?
Active duty.
I think you will be fine. Don't obviously let anyone know. I'm going into the BEP too, so just make sure you're not gonna get doxxed. I mean, because that can be bad. Enlisted, there's a lot more leeway, but if you're trying to be an officer, like I'm trying to do ROTC, but that's probably not gonna happen. I mean, like, look, Rockwell got kicked out. He was fired for being in the ANP. So just be careful.
That's true.
Don't.
That's what I've always looked at. I'm kind of like, you know, well, if I do get kicked out, well, then it's for a good reason.
Right, and it wouldn't be a dishonorable discharge, I don't think.
No. I don't know. But another thing I was going to bring up, what if I hit the campus here in my town?
I mean, I don't recommend you go alone. I think fire postings from this point forward, since we've already kind of gotten a lot of exposure from that, I think we should use those as, like, dual... like, it can serve two purposes. It can be something to do so you can have, like, meet new guys and do something fun. But then, as a side effect, it gets us news coverage.
Right. I was just wondering, since it's Oklahoma State University.
I mean, yeah, if you want to do that, go ahead. I recommend you go with someone, like, maybe your girlfriend or something. I don't know.
Right.
I have places up by me. Like, I'm, like, maybe go 40 minutes from Rutgers University.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like an hour away from like Montclair State University.
Wait, what state are you in?
I'm in New Jersey.
Alright, okay. Smiley face guy, if it was a shell, he's not trying very hard to get back in. He's down in Indian Town, which is a bum fucking older town in Florida. And he's still in high school, so I just told him.
Is he gay? I'm like, pretty sure he's gay.
He
asked like 5 times if gays are okay. That's why I'm assuming he's the shill. Because he was asking like a bunch of like gotcha questions, you know? And then one of the deputy leaders gave him a incorrect answer. Like, he said like, oh, well, it's okay if you don't tell anyone. Which, I mean, to be honest, like...
How am I supposed to know if they don't tell me?
Exactly. I mean, like, I don't think that's a bad answer, but the Iron March, like, in common filth that makes us fag enablers now.
How am I supposed to kick a fag?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like something in a... It's like a mental problem.
Oh, boy.
You're like, well, gays aren't okay, but trans people, they are.
Yeah,
so... Yeah.
Well, if, we do wind up gay folk, and you have some battery cables...
financed...
What? Wait.
Hey, man. Hey, man, this group's like Iran. You know, if you're gay, you have to become a trap. That's actually law in Iran. If you're gay, you could either be put to death or become a trap.
What?
I'm being serious. I'm not making this up. They have the second highest amount of transgender people in the world.
What?
I'm not making this shit up, man.
Brazil's number one.
Man.
No. Number one would be Thailand. Number one's Thailand. Yeah. I'm not making this shit up. Of course, this is going to be recorded or some shit. And like, oh, look, they have a trap guy. Yeah. Well, just to say on the record, yeah, I love traps, and I love going to Thailand and being like Matt Forney, Common Filth's best friend.
And I also hate Hitler. He was the worst
guy. Yeah, yeah, fuck Hitler. Fuck George Lincoln Rockwell. I know Oi McVeigh, you hate him.
Iran is second only to Thailand. What the hell? What?
Yeah, man.
No, that's like the most like anti-gay place in the world.
Well, yeah, because they turn all their gays into traps.
Oh my god, you're not even kidding. This is actually just what
the...
Yeah, that's their branch of Islam. I actually study. I'm not a shitskin Muslim, but I did study in a. Oh shit! Never mind. I'm a Muslim, guys. Allahu Akbar.
Hey, everyone, shut up, real quick.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that's in their branch of Islam. They believe that gays should become traps. Dude, Islam's red pilled, guys. It's so red pilled. Oh, I love traps. Someone record that and then send it to Common Filth.
I have not had this confirmed, but people told me there's Muslims and Adam Waffen. Is that true?
Yep, the leader converted to Islam.
I don't even know. Do I say anything about that? I don't think.
Well, yeah, we can fucking roast them for that too, but you know.
Wait, whatever. Who? What
the, the deputy leader of Atom Waffen Division, he converted to Islam.
Boy. Is he white?
Yeah.
Wait, who converted to Islam?
It's awesome. I can't believe it. There's no way, right?
Nope, it's true.
Just because Islam's right wing doesn't mean you should convert to it. Yeah, like, don't convert to it. Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
I mean, he just wants a reason so he can push gays off of buildings without getting penalized. I mean, it's pretty smart.
Yeah, but you're not, like, white nationalist after that.
Nope.
Whatever.
Alright, boys, listen. Did everyone here buy a polo?
Yes.
I fucking own a polo.
I want a lot.
Oh, I just don't polos from going to a Catholic church.
I mean, I guess
I'll get my polo and my flag tomorrow morning.
Yeah, y'all need to get a polo, at the very least, and khakis.
God bless the Catholic Church for making me wear that stuff. I have a bunch of them on surplus.
Am I allowed to wear khaki shorts, or is that like...
No.
Ew, that's gay. That's gay.
Now you're moving from for a few days, and I had to wear tacky shorts.
I mean, Chad Nationalism, we can think about it, but wear pants for now.
Dude, we just, like, wear, like, normal clothing, or, like, because, like, I feel like that should be, like,
that's not like
an event.
Right? Dude, it's just a polo, who cares? I mean, it's, like, a little...
Oh, are you asking me, like, just wear the polo around?
No, to like, a event.
Like, oh, okay, I'm down. But no, I don't have any events to go to, so...
CPI 2017, we're going to all wear our polos.
Yeah, that's the goal.
When's that?
Next year. We're going to do security there.
Literally, if you don't wear it... I mean, like... Everyone's going to look at it and just think...
Wait, do security where?
Regular shirt. Like
when next year?
That's the beauty of the
October.
It literally looks like some...
Holy shit, dude.
Those Chad
balls. If this group is even still alive by then.
Whoa.
The Black Pit.
The Black Pit.
Hey, that wasn't very nice, friend. I don't appreciate that.
I mean, shit, like, I've only been in groups that lasted probably 6-7 months. What?
Were they just edgy LARPing groups, or were they actually accomplishing something?
Well, basically, it was just, like, there was nothing in real life. It was just fucking, they're intellectuals, but all of us were separated, and we didn't really set up any, I mean, it was mostly teenagers, we're all young, like.
Let's call Ben Shapiro a kike 5 times on Twitter today.
Ben Shapiro.
Well, yeah, just like how fucking...
No, not like that.
Dude, we need to... Here's how we accomplish things. We gotta go on Twitter and then say someone's gay. Okay, the call ended.